Established in 1949 by Hans Liebherr in Germany, Liebherr is still entirely owned by the Liebherr family. Liebherr consists of more than 130 companies organized into multiple divisions, everything from earth moving to mobile cranes, tower cranes, aerospace, transportation systems, machine tools, and automation systems, and even domestic appliances. They now do refrigerators as well and other components. Liebherr is located in Saline, Michigan, one of their divisions, and it has a beautiful site in Saline. Joining us today to talk about it is the president of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. She is also the executive office coordinator for Liebherr Gear and Automation Technologies. We welcome Lisa Bozzi. What an incredible company you work for. Tell us a little bit about its history. I mentioned it goes all the way back to 1949, but it is remarkable that it is still family owned, Lisa.
It is. And first of all, thank you, Lucienne, for the opportunity that you're giving the chamber members, but also Liebherr for this interview. So we appreciate that. Yes, in 1949, like you mentioned, Hans Liebherr, after the Second World War, decided, you know, we need to reconstruct Germany. So what does he do? He invents the first mobile tower crane. After that, you know, he was a doer, and I would have loved to have met him, but he was definitely a doer. He believed in, if it needs to get done, let's do this, do it yourself, and you know, let's get this going. So he did that. Started then making different types of tools and what have you. Anything he needed, if he couldn't get, he made. He had people make, and he welcomed his employees. As far as, you know, if you have an idea, share it. Let's you know, it's not all about me. It's about everybody, and that's actually to this day, I would say a value that they definitely promote. They want employees to, if you have an idea, share it. Let's work together and get the job done. So in 1970, so from Germany in 1949, we're moving here to the States in 1970. He has two facilities in Newport News. And what those do are dealing with, again, mobile cranes and what have you, the construction of, okay, we've got this opportunity to fix everything that we've just kind of destroyed. Let's work together and make something good out of this. Moving forward from that, then to Saline, and I believe it was, and I have to take a look, I believe it was in 1974, he wanted to come to Saline, he brought to Saline our gear and automation technologies. So started with that, 1978, had aerospace, and throughout this whole process, again, it's family owned, like you mentioned, but he's building this big Liebherr group that now has many different segments, including, before our call here, I mentioned some farming in Newport News that they have. They also have hotels, beautiful hotels. I've never been. I don't make that much money to be there. They are in, you know, in Germany, in Ireland, and Australia.
So, oh my goodness. I had no idea how vast this is. This is incredible. So in Saline, Liebherr has these three areas: aerospace, components, and then gear and automation technologies. And I know that I did not realize it came to Saline back in the 70s. It was 2016, I remember, that you expanded as well and added a new facility, right?
Correct. So our aerospace division here is doing very well. They deal with a lot of Boeing and other businesses. So in 1989, we still actually to this day share the front building here. But you're right. Then they needed to expand their heat exchange space. So then they built the space in the back here. So again, doing very well, a lot of business, and they need more space, actually, to be honest. But this front office also has our side, which we deal with different types of, we manufacturing gear making machines, mm-hmm. gear tools. We also deal with the automation part of it, the robots and you know, that expansion on that. Wow. But then the third, yes, it's interesting. The third division that we have here, it's a small one, but yet it's doing pretty well for itself. It's components. And this one I don't know too much about, but let me share. So they are a specialist in the development and production of high performing components. This covers areas in mechanical, hydraulic, and electrical drive system and control technology.
Incredible. And just
so
to give
we've got a lot of people.
Yeah, you do. And just to give our listeners an idea, that original building that was constructed, 140,000 square feet, and then you added this new 35,000 square foot facility as well. We're talking about the company Liebherr in Saline, and our guest is Lisa Bozzi. Lisa, you're executive office coordinator working directly with the gear and automation technologies at Liebherr. So let's talk a little bit more about that. And before we get to that, just company-wide, how many employees are we talking about at Liebherr in Saline?
So in Saline, we have, I would say, definitely over 300. Mm-hmm. Worldwide, over 40,000.
Yeah, it's an incredible company. So what about gear and automation technologies? Tell me a little bit more about that particular area of Liebherr.
Sure. So again, we make machines that make gears, and that's for many different industries, gear tools. But then we also have anything involving automation, robots, automation systems, and we combine it sometimes depending on the customer if they want something for their system, both automations and gear together, manufacturing machines. So it's a variety of different things that we offer. We've been here for a while, as I said, since 1974. Mm-hmm. And it's again, just one of those things that, who thinks of that? If you think, who's making, where do gears come from? Well, you need a machine and, the different sizes from this to this and even larger. So it's a very, very interesting industry, definitely manufacturing. And I know you had Dr. Rowe on last week. We worked together with the SWWC event, which was huge. As he mentioned, very successful, over 1,000 attendees. 40 businesses that attended that, and out of those, though, there were a few with the manufacturing in this area. So it was very well to be there, but it's also great that a lot of people are interested in working together with the school to do this, to say, hey, we're a manufacturing company. This is what we do. If you take these courses and you do this in your education, come talk to us.
Yeah, I was fascinated by Dr. Rowe and the program that he leads, the South and West Washtenaw Consortium, and what they're doing for those students and really leading them towards viable, well-paying careers, giving them a great start in life right out of high school. And it's indicative, I think, of your company's community commitment, too. I want to talk a little bit about Liebherr and how you've really gotten into the community in so many different ways. That is a good example, of course. And it's a win-win all the way around, because then you get people that are interested in coming to work for you. But also the fact that, you work at Liebherr and you are the president of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. So, there's that kind of commitment. So tell me a little bit more about the community aspect of Liebherr, which is this German company that has been in Saline for a few decades now, but making that commitment to the places that they have their businesses, that seems to be important to the company.
It is, and that's thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with that. So yes, we do a lot of different community services here in this area. It's not only for Saline, we do some things for Ypsilanti. This year, just participated with the Habitat for Humanity, Team Habitat built. So we had a few individuals working on houses, different aspects. We had two different houses that we worked on. Some worked in the deconstruction of the inside of one. Another team worked on the outside, putting things, together in its place and what have you. What an extremely wonderful opportunity for these individuals. They came back. They were excited. They were so happy to be able to represent the pair that way. But also, one of the groups were able to actually meet with one of the owners. And they heard his story and just exchanged information. And they came, it was really just just very pleasing to them. And this is what this community service should be about, right? I mean, we deal with the Saline area social services. We do food drives for them. We do different collections for them. We also we had a busy year now that I think about it. this summer, we participated, and this was the second time we did this, but the Drive to Make a Difference charity. And what we do, Lucienne, is normally we come up with something that either it's all on the employees, but we, of course, want to back it up and own some of that charity contribution ourselves. So the challenge was out there that if the Leap Hair employees came up with $1,000, that gear and automation division would then match it. Well, guess what? Aerospace said the same thing. If they matched it. By the end of it all, we were able to collect over $5,000 for the Drive to Make a Difference. And imagine all the lives that we're reaching out because of that kind of service.
Yeah, and it's so empowering to do that, I think, as just an individual. But to do it as a team from a company, it really builds unity for companies. And obviously, Lemire understands that. And I love great community partners, great businesses that give back to the community like Lemire is doing. That's marvelous. Well, let's dovetail into your work with the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. As our listeners know, there has been a transition of leadership with Michelle Dugan, who is now the executive director. We had a nice opportunity to chat with her recently. But again, the chamber has continued to be vested in the community with the events it does. You just had a very successful holiday parade. I love that lighted parade every year. I was sorry to miss it this year, but it is remarkable. And it's just one of the things that the chamber does to support its community. What is the overall function of a chamber if people don't quite understand that, Lisa?
Right. And that's a good question. So the purpose of our chamber, and I guess I can start with our mission. So our mission is to contribute to the community by advancing business prosperity, but also to give that well-being quality of life for the individuals that live here. And it's not only Saline, it's the Saline area, so we cover quite a few areas. But just to have that balance in life. Yes, this is a place that has good businesses, but yes, it's also good community, good service, as well with some of the things that we're talking about here, but also just a good community and the tree lighting last week. That's how that week started. It was a crazy week. Tree lighting on Tuesday evening, wonderful night, good people came out and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thursday, SWWC event, boom. We already talked about that. Mm-hmm. Then on that Saturday, again, it was cold. Don't get me wrong. It was cold for that.
It always is for that lighted parade.
But it was wonderful. We had over, I think we almost had 70 parade attendees.
Yeah.
And then definitely thousands of people that attended it. So,
right.
Yes, poor Michelle. She came in, and it's been one thing after that. And then to top it off, Lucienne, just to let you know, then on December 8th, so a week later, we then had two other, we had an HR excellence event, as well as another informational event that we had for businesses. So it's been nonstop. I think at this point we can say, and take a deep breath and have her calm down after, you know, there's some busy work to be done. But other than that, this whole year has been pretty good. I think it's the quality of people we have in the board, too, that are making sure, okay, yes, we have things going on, but let's move forward with what we are here to do, which is to, you know, make this place better in any way we can, be here for our individuals and follow through with our mission.
We're talking with the president of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Bozzi. She is with Leib Hair Company in Saline. Lisa, you mentioned the HR event, and again, the resources that the chamber can bring to businesses in the way of healthcare information and HR information, and you name it, you do a series of these events that businesses can avail themselves of. If there's a business in our community, and you don't have to be a business in Saline. It could be the surrounding area, anywhere. Anyone can become a member of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. What would you say to them why they should be a member if they're not currently a member, and what are they missing out on?
Good question. They are, for example, the SWWC event, that networking that was definitely allowed and happening at that event. It was an exciting evening. The other events, networking is a big thing. If you're a small business or if you're just someone who's new to the area and wants to learn about the different people that are here, definitely come to one of our events. Yes, we have HR Excellence, but we also have different committees that deal with women in business. We have, if you're a golfer, join us for our golf outing. That's always fun. We have People's Choice, which, again, for a business, if you are interested in something that is going to promote your business, definitely be a top seller in burgers or whatever. We have different categories for that. And that is a great way for people. And this is the people actually saying, we like that burger the best this year. We like that store the best or what have you. We have Saline Salutes, which promotes people individually on what they have done for this area. So business awards, there's so much that we try to do and do well. And I, in my opinion, especially this year, have succeeded in those goals to promote and continue with our networking and continue with the educational part with the high school here, with our outreach programs. Just making this place better for everybody is our goal. And, feel anybody, anytime, feel free to share ideas. I actually had someone, I was selling raffle tickets that what Bush has provided for our parade event. And a man came by and we were talking and he gave me an idea that he wanted to share. And we, I wrote it down. Yes, we're going to definitely keep that in mind because it's not about me. It's not about the chamber. It's about us. About the community and what we can do. So I welcome ideas. I welcome suggestions. Give us a call, connect with Michelle, however you want to do it. But we're here for everybody.
I love that. You can go to salinechamber.org and learn more about the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce, salinechamber.org. And we're glad our regular interviews with the chamber have started back up as well. Great talking with Lisa Bozzi, president of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. She also is with Liebherr in Saline. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.